coming soon to own on video and DVD.
When I look out into your eyes out there, when I look out into your faces, you know what I see? I see a little bit of Elvis in each and every one of you out there. Let me tell you, well,
in a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen.
Michael J. Fox has no Elvis in him.
Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for, and Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit. Huntsville Home Video, now playing.
Elvis!
Well, thank you, man.
We are 208 miles to Graceland here on Huntsville Home Video today.
I love that you thought to do the math.
Thank you.
So good.
Thank you, Google.
I'm glad you Googled it and got the answer.
I didn't even Google it. I literally just pulled into the parking lot here and I was like, hey, Siri, get directions to Graceland. You are 208 miles to Graceland.
Only 208 miles?
It's an easy breezy drive.
That's like a four-hour drive. Yeah. That's amazing.
Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's just stop the recording here and let's just go.
I did say we would be there by, as of this recording, we'd be there by like 8 o'clock.
Oh my gosh, prime time. Mm-hmm. Just in time for Din Din.
Yep. Get some Memphis barbecue. Maybe some of, as we're recording this, the week leading up to it, Tom Hanks and Austin Butler and all the stars of the upcoming Elvis movie, they've been in Graceland.
Oh my God.
They were Austin Butler was playing Elvis's guitar on Good Morning America and shit.
It's beautiful. It's just a beautiful time to be alive.
God damn. Elvis month here on Huntsville Home Video, baby. We are talking about movies either about the king, where the king is a character. Maybe his kids are in this one. We don't know. We'll find out today. But this, of course, all leads up to next week. 1 week from when this episode drops, Leanne and I will be blubbering like idiots.
Not even a week. We'll have 5 days.
We'll see the movie by then, but the next episode drops if...
Oh, I see. I thought you meant a week from when this episode drops, we'll be watching the movie.
No, sorry.
I misunderstood. I went in and out there.
It's all good.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about Elvis.
Yep. All eyes on Thursday's prize.
Are we going Thursday?
Fuck yeah, we're going Thursday.
Okay, good. I hadn't heard about the ticket situation. Oh,
why would we wait an extra day? They got fan events dropping on the 21st, but none of them are playing in Huntsville. If I could have been at one of those,
right.
I'd have been at one of those.
Understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, good. We've got Thursday. We'll be ready. Do we have tickets secured? Like, what's that sitch?
We'll make that a reality.
Okay.
We'll line that up.
We'll be fine. We'll be good. It won't get sold out or anything. It's good. We're fine.
Yeah, we'll be good.
Yeah.
Even if we got to go to the late movie. I don't give a shit.
I'll go see Elvis whenever. Nope. Any time of day. We're fine.
If there's a noon showing, guess what? We're clocking out early.
Yep.
Sorry, boss. Taking an Elvis day. I understand.
Understand.
Uh-huh. Go on, my child. But before we get to next week, we're already looking ahead.
I know. Can we just stay focused on the week we're at?
Nope.
We never can do that for very long.
100+ episodes in now.
We're looking ahead. We're looking behind. We even go sideways. It never fails.
All right. Let's get into today's movie. Let's talk about this right before we went to that Ferris wheel that one time. That Ferris wheel was sure red. What does that have to do with the movie? I just thought about it.
Let's
talk about that.
Let's just chat like friends do.
Anyway, Rambo 4. Now, today's movie is 3,000 Miles to Graceland, a movie which came out in the early 2000s, 01, I believe.
Sure.
Movies like today's movie were rampant in 2001. We'll talk more about that.
Feels like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You would have been, what, 11?
Sure. 10, 11?
What movies were you watching at 10 or 11?
Well, I'm still watching Jurassic Park. Don't get me wrong.
You wore that VHS out.
I wore that. I still have that VHS.
The original?
The original first one, VHS, the one that I got. I don't have the cover anymore, but I have the tape when I first got it back in 93 or 94.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a prized possession.
right.
It be, you know, oh, that shitty Godzilla movie, didn't that come out around that time? Yeah, that we don't like to talk about.
No,
movies
talk
like
about,
that.
We don't talk about shit like that.
Yeah, and then Disney movies.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah,
and any Clint Eastwood movie that my granddad decided to watch. John Wayne, all those.
A couple bangers in the Clint Eastwood.
Do a little pause for some gun smoke.
Yeah. All right. No, in 2001, in that era, there was a lot of action movies that were kind of generic, disposable, like whatever action movies that mm-hmm. tried to latch on to something bigger.
Okay.
So some of the hooks for some of these movies were like, hey, this is like Pulp Fiction, but with more action.
Mm-hmm.
This is like this, but this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so with today's movie, I think they took, hey, here's this generic action movie with Elvis.
Yes. It's exactly what happened.
Okay.
Yes, I agree. I'm on the same page with you as well.
Overall, what did you think of the film?
Now, granted, I love the Elvis part, and it made me love the movie and say, ah, I know it's a generic action film, but the Elvis flair is going to make me love it. So I liked the movie.
Okay.
It was good enough for me. It worked for me. Now, I am the simpleton they marketed to, apparently.
Right? Well, apparently the marketing didn't work well because the movie was a box office failure.
That's what I saw.
Also, the way that they marketed this movie
mm-hmm.
was this was going to be like a straight up heist movie with Elvises from beginning to end. That's kind of, basically the marketing of this movie was, hey, let's just put the first 10 minutes of the movie into the trailer.
Uh-huh.
Get them hooked.
Of course.
Didn't work out.
Right, because more than half of them died.
Right.
And now we're just stuck with Kurt Russell, a shitty lady and her kid.
Oh, dude. That shitty lady and her kid are what prevented me. Like, I like the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Had we not reviewed it for this podcast, probably might not ever watch it again.
Really?
Because I hate Courtney Cox and her kid.
Can I tell you what the first line of my notes is?
I am on pins and needles.
The moral of the story is don't procreate, my bros.
Mm-hmm.
And bitches. Oh, this is the second one. Kids and bitches screw up everything.
Yep. I'll add an addendum to your notes.
Yeah.
If you're Kurt Russell, don't simp for some fucking hooker with a kid.
No.
My God.
She was not great. I mean, I like that it all wraps up well in the end, but
I don't even like that.
If the
hashtag release the Jack Spade cut of 3,000 Miles to Graceland, I'm either going to ice her in the first 10 minutes or I'm going to like shoot her and push her off the boat at the end.
Yeah, you're going to do like in Funny Games where he just lifelessly pushes her off the boat. No, just boom and the kid. Boom.
Ciao, Bella. Check out our Funny Games review at HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com.
That would be you. Yeah.
I hated her in this movie. I hated that kid in this movie.
I mean, the kid had some, I mean, you know, he was typical, I feel like action, he was typical shitty kid, you know, and he got the bond with the guy because he didn't have a dad and blah, 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 because his mother's a whore. And, you know, like it had some cute, heartwarming moments, but still, and I'm like, Courtney Cox, why are you, so you don't like her personally?
I have no issue with her per se. Like, I enjoyed her in the Scream movies.
Okay, you just don't like this character or how it fits.
I hate the character. I hate the portrayal of it. I hate Kurt Russell's reaction to her. I hate everything about her.
Okay.
The movie, I feel, was brought down many stars.
Understandable.
By her.
Understandable. We didn't need that.
No.
We didn't need that storyline at all. We could have had just Kurt Russell on his own.
Yep. You could mm-hmm. have even cut those two characters completely out of the movie.
Yeah.
Spent more time with the heist and then the last half of the movie, the getaway. The two dueling Elvises.
Yeah.
Dealing with their little drama. That would have been a much better movie.
Agreed. But I did enjoy Kurt Russell so much.
Hell yeah.
He made up for that nonsense. Because usually I wouldn't like, and I didn't overall like it, but I'm like, I will deal with it because of Kurt.
Uh-huh.
Because of Mr. Russell.
Now, I wanted, like, initially I was thinking to show you the John Carpenter Elvis TV movie with Kurt Russell as Elvis.
Uh-huh.
I know we've talked about that several times.
Right.
But instead I'm like, nah, I'm going to give her a big dumb action movie. we'll get plenty of The King next week.
Yeah.
So I wanted, but this I felt was a happy medium because you at least got to see, like, when he turns that Elvis on a couple times in the movie. It's something special, isn't it?
It is something special. It is. And, like, I don't know if I'm, again, Kurt Russell has just his own swagger and charisma.
Mm-hmm.
And we love him so much that it's like, I will follow him wherever he goes. And when he goes as Elvis, it sounds great.
Yeah.
It looks great.
Uh-huh.
Here, you want to know my first three notes when we officially get into the film?
Okay.
Okay. Number one, why are there animated scorpions here? And why are they fighting?
That was such a bizarre opening, wasn't it?
It's so weird. And then I hate the tie-in later with the scorpion in the bag. I'm like, come on, get out of here.
That was another early 2000s thing. It's like, hey, we can do this shitty animation in movies. Let's put it everywhere.
So concerned with whether or not you could. You didn't stop to think if you should.
And there it is.
Discovery. I call rape of the natural world. Call rape of the screen. Number two, the desert looks fucking awful. I feel like that's also accurate.
I'm down with the desert.
Number three. Oh, you like the desert?
I like the desert.
You like the I mean, I wouldn't want to be there for a long period of time.
I mean, if you're...
It's hot.
It is.
It's hot, bro.
It's a dry heat from what they say.
Oh yeah. You know what? I do want to experience the dry heat. Because I am queen of the quintessential Southern phrase. You know, it's the humidity that'll get you.
Right.
It's not the heat. It's the humidity. I want to know that dry heat.
Uh-huh. It's a different heat. It's
right.
I mean, it's still hot.
Right.
But you're not as
you're not
as swassy. Swassy?
Yeah, I left that long pause in there for
swampassy.
I didn't know that was a combination of words. Swassy? Did you just make that up?
No. Swass is a thing. Like, I've heard many people say swass before.
Who the fuck says swass?
Me, for one.
Well, how long have I known you? This is the first time I've heard this?
The first time we've been talking about heat versus humidity.
I don't believe that is certain.
I'm fairly certain.
Guy will talk heat and humidity any day. Surely we've come upon this subject.
I mean, I experienced that conversation last night. Apparently your hair doesn't frizz in the humidity.
We had a drunk lady behind us, and she had to point out that my hair was so straight and that it did not get affected by the humidity. Never met this lady before in my life. And I was like, thanks, I straightened it. I don't know, man. She was like, really? And it stays that way? I'm like, yeah, man. 419 degrees.
Well,
straightens it right out.
I bet the desert heat would fuck that hair up.
No, because there's no moisture in the air.
Yeah.
Ah, it's a dry heat. You ain't gonna get got by the humidity. It ain't there.
And then that old lady was just like, yeah, there's a lot of swass going on around here.
I never heard you say swass. But now I know that's a thing.
Uh-huh.
Nice to know.
Yeah.
Or is it? I don't think so. Anyways, my third note... Shall we get back to the program?
Oh, yeah, the movie.
My third note here is, holy shit, Kurt fucking Russell.
Uh-huh.
Goldie Hawn has lived and continues to live her best life. He was gorgeous in this movie. Hair, perfect. Sideburns, perfect. Swag, perfect. Smoking, perfect. Hat, perfect. Outfit, perfect. Car, perfect till it drowned.
Yeah, that was a sad
one. That was a hard one. Yeah. That was the saddest part of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catch a license plate on that car? 3K MTG, 3,000 miles to Graceland.
I didn't even catch it. Didn't even ring a bell when he reads it off.
Man, you're the detail queen. Like, you're the one that catches this shit.
No, I just get them randomly, and then you give me way too much praise for it.
I'm disappointed.
What were we talking about overall? Oh, we were talking about how Kurt Russell as Elvis.
Yeah.
He was great. And when he got in that white jumpsuit at the casino at the Elvis convention and he did his little Elvis quips, I was like, oh, that's good. Like, again, it's the caricature of Elvis, but it's good.
And that was, again, a lot of the marketing behind this movie. It's like, hey, not only we got these fucking Elvises, Kurt Russell is fucking Elvis again. How great is that? Remember how great Kurt Russell was as Elvis? And I was like, yeah, I saw that movie. That was fucking dope. I want to see that Elvis shoot up some casinos.
Right. But not, it is not throughout the movie. It is just in the one scene.
Yeah, like the opening 15, 20 minutes. But as the movie goes on, I will give it the credit for, I mean, even though it is kind of not sure of what it wants to be, I will say that it never gets super boring.
It does not, no. To be a two-hour movie,
yeah,
it's a full-on 2 hours.
Yep.
And I didn't get bored with it at all. And I like the, not cat and mouse, really, but like, they're on a set course and they're just following each other perfectly. So that was good too.
Yeah.
Like, oh God, who's gonna get there first and who's gonna do what? Like, it was good. And a great cast too. Like,
oh,
some cool names
good
in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that Christian Slater. Did you tell me that he was gonna be in there?
I did not.
No. That was a nice little surprise. Wasn't in there very long.
Right.
David Arquette's in there. I don't care for him as a human being.
Really?
Man, I just feel like how he was in this movie is exactly how he is in real life. Now, I base that on nothing other than he just kind of, I feel like he plays those kinds of characters.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't care to know anything about you.
Have you ever, well, since
But my knowledge, again, we have to remember that the knowledge that I do base things on is very minimal because, you know.
So let me take you down a quick David Arquette path here.
Okay.
In, I think maybe it was even around this time, or maybe a couple years beforehand, David Arquette was a world heavyweight champion in professional wrestling.
I remember he did something with wrestling.
He is, some fans would consider responsible personally for the death of WCW. So what they did was they came out with it, because wrestling at this time was bigger than Jesus. Like, everyone loved wrestling at this time. The WWE and WCW, every Monday night, there was the Monday Night Wars. They were two completely different wrestling companies. They were on at the same night opposing each other, and you had to pick a side.
Oh.
If you think Republicans and Democrats are nasty right now.
I bet that shit was terrible.
It was the worst. There is nothing in this world more toxic than a professional wrestling fan. I should know, I'm one of them.
I believe that wholeheartedly.
Oh, like if I would troll with other friends, we would show up to WCW events with WWE gear on.
Oh my God.
Like the
douchebags.
The big guy in WCW was this dude named Goldberg. And
it's not a great name.
I know.
Yeah.
And then WWE had Stone Cold Steve Austin, right? One of the biggest wrestlers of all time. I had a shirt on the front. It said Austin Rules. And on the back, it said Goldberg Sucks.
Why couldn't it be drools and rhyme, for God's sake?
Right?
Fuck you.
I will say, wearing that shirt to a WCW event, I have never been more scared of for my life. Very, very threatening time.
See, you stepped in some shit and then you got scared.
I did.
You did it yourself.
Well, I still fucking own that. You look, fuck you, Goldberg doesn't suck. Yeah, actually he does. Fuck you.
I'm about to piss my pants, guys.
But around this time, they came out with a movie called Ready to Rumble with David Arquette, where he's like this big wrestling fan. He's trying to get his like favorite wrestler to be some other, you know, like bigger than he is or whatever. And there was a lot of WCW wrestlers in there. And they tied that in and they brought David Arquette into WCW as a, hey, look at, I'm in this wrestling movie and I like wrestling and hey, this and that. And he just interjected himself into a match and then became the WCW champion. But then he turned it into like a shtick and he was a heel and he was a bad guy. And it was awful. And a lot of the fans were like, what the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a blemish on professional wrestling, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how squeaky clean professional wrestling looks to begin with.
Right.
But whatever. So years later, we're talking within the last like 5-10 years, that hatred that the wrestling fandom has for David Arquette apparently stuck in his craw a little bit. And he fucking hit the gym. He fucking got shredded and I'm doing for fucking professional wrestling. Let's fucking go. And he was doing death matches and shit. He was doing like hardcore wrestling. There's a documentary called, I think it's called David Arquette Can't Die.
I feel like I heard of that at some point.
Yeah, and it's about his documentary. Even after he had like a heart attack.
That's right. He did have a heart attack.
Yeah, and he's like still in the ring. He's going in the ring. He has at one point in the movie, he has a death match with this dude where they're taking fluorescent light tubes and hitting each other. And the guy hits David Arquette, and he hits him wrong. And a piece of the tube like lodges in his throat. Like he immediately just like gets up holding his throat. And the documentary, they're filming it. They take him to the hospital as they're taking out this chunk like that's just millimeters from his jugular.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking wild.
Dude, that's insane.
I don't know if this movie would change your opinion on David Arquette any, but like just watching that, I was like, God damn.
Mm-hmm. What a goofball, though.
Right?
Like, why? Why, though?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, there's parts of it that I appreciate, but I'm like, you sit down.
Yeah, sit down.
You had a heart attack. Go away.
Yeah. Like, calm yourself, dude.
Calm yourself, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, as much as I love Kurt Russell, Kevin Costner's the real star of this bad boy.
Really?
I fucking love him in this movie.
Okay.
What about you? No?
I like, as an actor, as a person, as a performer, I like Kurt Russell more.
Right. I'm a fan of both.
I
like me some Kevin Costner.
Yeah. I will say the one thing, like I mentioned earlier, that makes me kind of on Kurt Russell in this movie is his, like, just shoot the kid, shoot the girl. You're smarter than this. You're fucking smarter than this.
Right. I didn't need him to kill him. I just need him to leave.
Right.
Just be on his own.
Yeah. Even if after the first time she screwed him over, like, no, that's it. That's done.
Or if they'd have died in the process, and then that motivates. That's his motivation.
I'd have been
or whatever.
Okay with that too.
Right, exactly.
But Kevin Costner, I liked. I will say, I think he could have ratcheted up the villainy a little bit, just a touch.
He could have, but I still liked his portrayal anyway.
Liked it.
And I think it's different than things that I've probably seen him in, so it's a big difference for me, because I feel like that's the most maybe He was very unhinged.
Yeah.
And I liked it. I liked how he pulled it off.
What other Costner work are you familiar with?
I mean, probably the, God, I don't remember them by name, for God's sake.
Are we about to have another moment?
No, I know Kevin Costner, God.
I know you know Hold Kevin on. Costner, but have you Hold never on. Seen? We're about to have another Schwarzenegger situation.
See, you
here.
Could ask me about like music, and it'd be like, oh, I don't know. Okay, The Bodyguard, Dances with Wolves. I never saw Field of Dreams, of course.
Are these ones that you've seen?
Yes.
Okay.
Untouchables.
Oh, hell yeah, Untouchables.
Open fucking range. Yeah. My dad loves that one.
I think you are the only human that has
ever
said that with that level
of...
I don't even think Kevin Costner was like, open fucking range.
I like
yeah.
that movie. It's a good Western. I watch it a lot because my dad wants to watch it a lot. Open range. Click. It's like a big event in the house. My mom's like, oh, open range is on. Turn it on, open range.
I'll put some cookies in the oven. Here's a fresh sarsaparilla.
Pretty much. And that's all my phone will bring up at the moment. So I know the Costner man.
Okay. All right.
A little bit.
All right. A little bit.
Anyways,
how about them mutton chops he was rocking?
Didn't like it at first. See, I didn't think I was gonna. I think here's what added to it. I thought I was real. I was like, what is this goofball doing? He's gonna be terrible in this movie, because I was like, Elvis never had those kinds of sideburns. Elvis never had that ridiculous of mutton chops. Okay, fuck off. But then he won me over because of how just odd he was, and. I loved how he went out.
Yeah?
Like a fucking badass.
All right.
That was probably my favorite part of the movie was I loved when, because he's off his rocker. At one point, he thought he was Elvis's illegitimate son, or at least he tried to get money from the estate, claiming that he was the illegitimate son of Elvis.
Let's talk about that. Okay. Let's talk about that for a minute. Do you think either he or Kurt Russell's character was Elvis's kid?
No.
I think they both were.
Get out!
I do. Because there's the line that the two Rangers have where they say, like, all these people came forward in the event of Elvis's death, that Lisa Marie and any illegitimate children are entitled to the estate. And all these people came forward and they were all ruled, you know, like fucking crackpots, whatever, this and that. Mm-hmm. Years later, when DNA testing became a thing, there were two inconclusive tests. And I think it was our two characters in the movie.
So you think out of all that, there were two inconclusive tests and you believe that those two people became partners in crime who robbed a casino?
Furthermore,
oh God.
When Kurt Russell's character is on his boat, he said, also, did you catch the name of the boat?
Graceland. That was very obvious.
But he tells Courtney Cox, he's like, you know, my dad gave me this boat. I never met him. And when he says that, he like holds up a gold record.
Oh, I missed that part.
Oh, shit.
I must have been taking notes.
Yeah.
I am an unreliable narrator. I'm an unreliable historian.
So, yeah, I think that we just watched a movie with Elvis's illegitimate kids as bank robbers, casino robbers.
Mm.
Also, Kevin Costner went out like his old man on the bathroom floor.
Oh, shit. I didn't even put that together. Damn. I didn't think about that, but I fucking love, let me tell you, I fucking love when they spliced in some My Way before he went out.
Hell yeah.
I thought that was so damn brilliant. We could have used more of that because then it bopped right into head PE and I'm like, hey, bro.
Right.
Didn't catch the gold record, but I got head PE on lock, bro.
Got a little bartender going on. What? Yeah.
I don't think that's bartender.
Oh no, you're right.
It's
that
a different
was
one.
That was Killing Time, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah,
maybe.
Killing
yeah.
Time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Filter
baby,
made it.
I'm on fire. Maybe I'm a survivor.
Oh, head PE, where are you now?
I'd go see him in a heartbeat. I'm not even
lying. I've seen him a few times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Damn.
There was that time again in the early 2000s when bands like Head PE, Filter, they were on this soundtrack.
Yeah. There was some shit I liked off this thing.
If you wouldn't have told me what year that movie came out, I probably could have picked it just from the soundtrack.
That was that good 2000s new metal bullshit that I am in love with.
Like pretty much everything off of Roadrunner Records.
Yeah.
At that point, yeah.
God, oh, man.
R.I.P.
Damn. No R.I.P. They're still going strong. You know, Slipknot's leaving them?
Yeah.
That's the end of it. I don't know what they're going to do now. They're going to come out with some funk record, and I'm going to hate them for the rest of my life.
Ooh.
Is this going to be bad? It's going to be bad.
Ooh.
You think it'll be bad?
Some easy listening Slipknot.
Oh, shit. Clown's getting too much control.
but yeah, I'm with you, though. I think there wasn't enough of that, like you said, the My Way, the Elvis in general.
And he shoots that. Yeah, I would have loved more Elvis spliced in. I get that it was not, I mean, it was, you say it was marketed differently than what we got. Of course, Elvis, it's just the big Elvis convention. That's just what they robbed the casino during. That was the big Elvis tie. But then through it, we could have had more. It's like, obviously, you have access to a legitimate Elvis music. Why didn't you put it in throughout the movie?
And I think in this time, and we talked about this earlier during Elvis month, where there was times where it wasn't cool to be an Elvis fan or whatever. I think this was probably one of those times where you probably could have got those licenses for songs and things like that a lot cheaper.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that makes sense. It's always cool to like the king, man.
Damn right.
Right.
Forever. but yeah, like just going back to that idea of a heist movie with Elvises all the way through.
Yeah.
I've been so down with that.
That would have been good. Even if it was lightly peppered in.
Yeah.
If it wasn't all in your face, like at the beginning, but just lightly peppered in, I would have really appreciated more.
I would have even been super on board with the movie just entirely taking place in the casino.
Mm-hmm.
Like imagine Die Hard, but it's a Elvis themed Casino robbery.
Why have we not made that yet?
God damn.
It's Ocean's 11 with Elvis's.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that would have been amazing. Yeah. Oh. Have you ever been to an Elvis convention like that? Have you ever seen something like that or been a part of that when you've been at Vegas? Or
not a proper Elvis convention. Uh-huh. I mean, other than going to different Elvis-y things in Vegas and at Graceland and mm-hmm. stuff like that, but nothing like a diehard. I did go to and see an Elvis impersonator in mm-hmm. concert.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen one of those?
Yes. I remember going when I was a kid. I think it was while we were in Pigeon Forge.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. I know it was young. And I don't remember. I feel like the guy's name was Lou. I don't know what his last name was. I feel like I remember Lou.
Okay.
And he did, of course, I'm a kid, so obviously it's amazing, right? Love Elvis. And I see this guy as Elvis, and he had the jumpsuit on. And then Elvis was on the screens. Like legitimate Elvis concert footage, and then the impersonator was doing the moves exactly
oh, wow.
like Elvis on stage. Like, it was amazing, right? And he walked through at one point, and me and my granddad are right on the aisle, and he shook my granddad's hand, and then he stopped, and he grabbed my hand, and he shook it very lightly, and I was like, and I stared at my hand for the rest of the trip. I didn't want to wash it. Fortunately, I did.
Good on ya.
But I was like, oh, fake Elvis just shook my hand.
Oh, wow.
but that's the only time I've ever seen an Elvis impersonator.
So he was like that 70s era Elvis?
Yes.
So the Elvis impersonator that I saw was the 50s, 60s, the young
the
Elvis.
The young one.
And kinda,
gold suit guy.
Well, yeah, like the rockabilly,
yeah.
Like kind of looked like him too.
Right.
And it was at a casino in North Dakota on a Wednesday night. Two guesses on who I ran into that night. My mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The casino.
Degenerate her gambler
hub.
That she is. But
her
no.
Damn,
like,
her damn bad guy lair.
Rachel and I went to go see this dude and... It was an interesting mix
okay.
of old people who were probably just waiting to die in the casino
oh.
and younger people who were just out on a Wednesday for a good time. But females on both sides of the age spectrum just swooning over this dude.
I bet.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, he's doing like a meet and greet. He's signing autographs and stuff. And I was just like, God damn, this got to be the life, man. You have your literal pick of you want a milfy type, you want an old broad tonight.
It's insane.
You want a young one tonight. Fucking line them up.
That's so odd to me. As much as I do love Elvis and I would appreciate a good Elvis impersonator, that is not enough for me. I wouldn't be that level because they're not Elvis.
Right. Exactly.
Like that's still in your. It's like you're not Elvis, and at the end of the day, you are. Your life is imitating somebody else. Like I could not be all fallen over them because it's not the real thing. I don't get it.
Although some of those elderly people there were probably dementia ridden at that point.
They probably thought they were back in the 50s, man.
They didn't know.
They had no clue what was going on. Somebody just dropped them off there.
Yep. One of them was just like, I fucked Elvis, you know.
Ah.
I had a kid and he grew up to rob casinos.
Oh my God.
What do you think that would do to your psyche if you found out you were the illegitimate son of Elvis?
I have no idea. Oh my God. I mean, you'd be a nut.
Right?
I feel like, you know? Like, can you imagine trying to prove that?
So.
Like, because you know they got to fight anybody who. I mean, I'm sure Elvis had more than just Lisa Marie.
Right.
I would assume. I think Wynonna Judd is his daughter.
Really?
Yes.
Explain.
You ever looked at her? Naomi was his nurse at one point. Have you ever looked at Wynonna and Lisa Marie Presley together side by side?
I've not.
I think, and she, I don't think, Naomi said, wouldn't say really who the father was, and then she said it was somebody else. I guarantee you that was Elvis's child.
Wow.
That's the one I think is Elvis's
kid. Is that like a conspiracy theory?
That is a conspiracy theory that she is Elvis's kid.
Wow. All right, I'm going to do some...
Remember that.
Do some Google searches on that.
I'm sure that's easily proven wrong. But I think, to this day, I think Winona was Elvis's.
Just like literally every conspiracy theory out there is easily proven wrong. But no, there's like a little modicum of this.
The earth is flat, and by God, Winona Judd is Elvis's daughter.
So I was curious as to whether or not there was any legitimacy to, because I remember when I first saw the movie and that, you know, that little blurb came up. It's like, oh, like all these people came forward and they claimed to be illegitimate sons of the king and this and that. Mm-hmm. I was like, huh, I wonder. And even in my own head, I had to do the math. I was like, wait, no, Elvis died in 77. I was born in 79. That math doesn't check out. Nope. Just a regular boring piece of shit like you guys.
That's amazing.
But as years went on, I would think about this movie every now and again. And I'm like, oh, I should look that up to see if that was a thing. And I kept forgetting. And then now when rewatching it for the podcast, I was like, oh, well, I'm going to look this up. There are people out there. There's one that as of a few years ago still was touring as an Elvis impersonator under the claim that he was the illegitimate son of Elvis. So his mom met Elvis in, I think it was South Bend, Indiana, and knocked her up, and out came this dude who's now just an Elvis impersonator.
Mm. I mean, I feel like, again, I said there, I feel like there has to be some out there maybe, but it to say that is like somebody insane trying to prove they're not insane. It's like, no matter what you do, you're insane.
Right?
You know what I mean?
But with today's DNA, it would be, you know, with the science behind everything, you'd figure it would be pretty easy. But how do you get to the point?
Right.
Who do you contact
and how do you get into, how do you infiltrate the family or get close enough to be able to test whatever you need to test?
Right. And then you can't, and then you just go turn to a life of crime.
There you go. Because you go insane and you're trying to prove something you can't. And then now you're killing people.
Or you just turn to Elvis impersonation because you have daddy issues.
Right. And you become Elvis.
Yeah.
Yeah. In your own mind.
All right.
That makes sense. Uh-huh. Those seem like logical steps to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Legit.
I'm with it.
a couple little Elvis nods and Easter eggs that I dug in this movie were when Kurt Russell is getting into the elevator in the suit at the Elvis convention, and the doors close. There's a couple dames in there. One of them has an Elvis record. She asks him to sign it.
Yeah.
That record was from the soundtrack to It Happened at the World's Fair, which was an Elvis movie, which Kurt Russell was in.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah. That was Kurt Russell's first movie appearance. He was a little kid.
I didn't know that.
And he kicked Elvis in the shin.
What was the name of this movie?
It Happened at the World's Fair.
Hmm. And Elvis was in that movie? That was an Elvis movie?
Yeah, it was an Elvis movie. And
I can't recall it off the top of my head what the movie is about.
But yeah, that soundtrack, that record that he's signing is the soundtrack of that movie. So I thought that was pretty
adorable.
Pretty adorable. Also, the kid, when Kurt Russell first meets the kid, he kicks him in, kicks Kurt Russell in the shin, just like Kurt Russell did to Elvis.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm like, that's a nice little touch. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't know.
Who thought of that? Who thought of that? Did Kurt do that? Did Kurt Russell do that? Or did somebody else? Are they smart enough to think of it?
Because that's the thing, because this movie isn't a love letter to Elvis, per se. It's just like they took that little quirk and then threw it into the, like we said, this generic action movie to kind of give it a little bit of, oh, I'll go check that out.
For sure.
So I don't know if the director or the writer had a big affinity towards the king or whatever.
He would have done better if he did.
That's the other side of it. Mm-hmm. You know, there would have been more in there.
Right.
Which leads me to my next little observation, because I don't think they planned this one at all, but Christian Slater is in the movie, who played an Elvis-obsessed dude in True Romance.
Exactly. Thought of that, too.
Check out our True Romance review at HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com.
Still one of my faves.
Oh, my God. I love that movie so much. Mm-hmm.
I got to go back and rewatch that. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it in a while.
You really do.
I know.
At least, that's like a twice-a-year movie.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would agree with you on that one, for sure.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I thought we were going to get more Christian Slater. I was excited for him when I saw him, and then we didn't get more.
Yeah, and I remember watching this movie the first time in the theaters, And after the whole crew basically gets wiped out.
Yeah.
After we get one guy that dies during the heist. Of course, it's the black guy.
I know. I was like, RIP to Black Elvis. Come on now.
My favorite, though, in the escape from the casino after the robbery goes sideways, mm-hmm. there was a brief glimpse of a mini Elvis. Did
yes,
you catch that?
Yes, I did. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh,
little people Elvis.
That was number one.
I did. That made me laugh. That really made me laugh.
Yep.
I was like, I didn't know they made jumpsuits that small.
They sure do.
They sure do. Less to bedazzle.
Less to bedazzle. I would reckon that they still cost the same because they can't produce as many.
That's right. It's got to be specialty made. Yeah. So your cost heightens on that side of the spectrum. We're going to cut these pants to a quarter of their size. That's going to cost you, son. Less to bedazzle, more to sew.
Fuck.
Did you know?
I'd pay top dollar to see.
Can we not get that movie?
I'd watch that movie.
Right.
There was, do you remember, you wouldn't have probably seen this at the time because you were still pretty young, but there was a recurring skit on Saturday Night Live with Rob Schneider where he played Tiny Elvis.
No.
Where he was literally just an Elvis that was like 4 inches tall.
Oh my God.
And everyone else was normal size.
Uh-huh.
And the gimmicks just got super dumb and repetitive, but he'd be in the car and be like, hey man, what you doing, man? Hey, look at that steering wheel, man. That thing is huge.
I hate it and I love it all at the same
time. That's where I'm at. I hate it and I love it.
Oh, man, you got normal size pants on. Look at them pants, man. Them things are huge.
And who made his clothes?
Like, I don't know.
Who made Minnie Elvis's clothes?
He probably had people for that.
There's a loophole in the skit.
That's right. I mean, they could still be made. They were just more expensive.
Right. Yeah. Cost of labor goes up. That's a problem.
But yeah, so watching this movie the first time, going in thinking that it was just going to be this nonstop action heist movie with Elvises, and then 3/4 of the Elvises get wiped out after the heist. I'm like, well, this is some bullshit. Fucking Christian Slater went out like a bitch.
Dude, he fucked up, man. He tried to play big dog and then he threatened to shoot Kevin Costner and then he didn't do it like a bitch. And I was like, oh, you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You about to die. Mm-hmm. And then he did die. And rightfully so, honestly. I hated it, but rightfully so.
Yeah.
You can't bark and not bite in those situations.
Nah.
Can't do it, son.
If you
walk back.
If you ain't gonna play alpha, play pussy, get fucked.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, it is true. That's how it works.
How we do it on the streets. I will say I liked this movie more over the years. I remember walking out of it kind of just like, it was all right.
Well, you were lied to.
Correct.
So it doesn't feel good when you're lied to.
It really doesn't.
No.
I don't like it.
I don't like it when you pay the ticket price and then you're lied to.
Yeah.
Jurassic World Dominion.
Ooh. You want to go down that road for
that
a minute?
That was fresh. That one ruins is fresh.
So
you haven't seen it yet.
I haven't, and now I have no desire to. I was cautiously optimistic going in because, as you know, I hated the last one.
You did, which I didn't mind the last one.
Which also we got into a little thing on a previous podcast where you were trying to defend it. And I'm like, no, Leanne, it's a piece of shit. And this is this and that is that. And clone people are fucking stupid. And you're like, well, maybe. And then one of our listeners was like, no, Leanne, fuck Jack Spade. You have your opinions. You stick to your guns. You fucking like this movie. Da 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 da.
Because I didn't care about the clone part. What I cared about is the dinosaurs, right?
Yeah.
I was like, you know, you get that Indoraptor there and falling through the ceiling and Blue on top, and it's like, and they're going through the house. I thought that shit was fucking amazing. And when that thing comes in the bedroom and like the shadows and shit, I'm like, oh, this is fucking great. None of the other shit mattered.
And so
that's why I like that movie.
And so with all that being said, going into this new one, I was like, okay, they got the old school crew back. This looks all right. I'm cautiously optimistic. But then you just sent me your one word review.
And it's your word.
Trash.
Trash.
And this was literally my reaction when I got that text. I swiped the phone up and I saw your text and I like, oh no. Oh boy. Oh.
I'm so hurt.
And then I just responded, oh no. And then just set my phone down. I'm like, I should just go to sleep. Or I should stay up because my friend is in crisis.
She needs to be comforted.
God damn it.
Yeah, it was a bummer to me. It's one of those where there were parts of it that were amazing. There were amazing moments in it. First of all, you've got the old crew back. So anytime Dr. Grant was on the screen, I was like giddy with joy, right? And then we took a little course with Dr. Matt, with Ian. And then he was, you know, it was fine. And then there were homages to the first movie, like little things that you could pick out because I've seen it so many times, or things that they would say or reference. And then there's a character that comes back and it's like, oh shit, this is really cool. But overall, not a good film. I don't know why we came up with the story we came up with. We didn't have enough of the new guys and the old guys together. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I was excited, me personally, I was excited about the well, I don't want to give stuff away in case people still want to see it.
Sure.
But I was really excited about what the interaction was going to be between Dr. Grant and Owen. Because I thought that would be so cool between the two of them, you know, because, of course, you know, Owen has done this research with raptors and all this sorts of stuff. And I thought him and Dr. Grant getting together was going to be awesome.
Not so much.
I mean, did it happen? It didn't even happen.
Oh, damn. So really? So were the characters from the Jurassic World movies even previously familiar with the characters from?
Yes. OK. Everybody knew everybody pretty
okay.
much. All right. Yes. But overall was let. Now, I may watch it again and I may feel differently, but upon first viewing, it was such a letdown. And to know that it was the last, it's supposed to be the last one, I'm like, you didn't do anything. Also, I never read the books, the okay. Jurassic World or Jurassic Park books. So there were things in this movie that I had never heard of because they're in the book. And I don't ever remember them being in the movies.
Because famously, you don't like reading.
Exactly. I don't read to pick up my information.
Put it in a picture.
I either hear it or I ask Jack. I either hear it out on the streets or I say, hey, bud.
Hey, bud, read this book for me, then give me the cliff notes.
Hey, man, what's your synopsis on the world today?
Hey, man, you ever read the Jurassic Park books? Yeah, I read them like when I was in high school. Oh, could you tell me everything that happens in them? Well, sure, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, and there was just things that popped up that I'm like, no. I don't like what you did. I see what you did there and what you were trying to do, but that was a cheap shot and I'm not a fan.
Would the movie have been better if within the dinosaurs they spliced in some Elvis DNA?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a dinosaur is referred to as Elvis in Jurassic Park, The Lost World. It's like, the one with the pompadour, Elvis over there. That's a fun little Elvis Jurassic Park tidbit for you.
Little hip-shaking dinosaur.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
He's the one that's got the fin on top, and the guy calls it a pompadour and calls him Elvis. I was like, that is an Elvisaur.
Elvisaur. A Presleysaurus Rex.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Thanks. I would now I kind of want to see a fucking Elvis. I'm going to see if Google.
There's got to be a Brachiosaurus in a fucking suit, in a fucking jumpsuit with a Elvis glasses on.
Dinosaur.
Come on. Don't fail me, Google. Don't fail us, Google. Come on.
All the shit from Jurassic World comes up.
Are you shitting me?
I'm not.
See, I told you that was real.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. I just found my next tattoo. Holy shit.
Oh, my God, it's a velociraptor as a damn Elvis.
In the white Elvis jumpsuit, I am putting this up on Huntsville Home Video's Facebook page right now. My God.
I love that on a podcast where we are talking about 3,000 miles to Graceland, we have gotten in on raptors as Elvises. Jesus Christ. That's powder blue. That's not white.
Not nearly as good, but here's this one.
No, I like the other one better.
I like the other one
way
better.
That one's a goofy one. I don't like this. That one was, this one is great.
I am.
Holy Jesus. That is amazing. That would be a fucking fantastic tattoo.
Yep.
Are you really going to do it?
Yep.
Are you really going to do it?
100%.
Are you really going to do it? No, you're not going to do it.
I'll do that shit.
Don't do it. I'm not daring you to do it because I don't think I want you to do it.
I'm not letting you dare me to do it. I've been looking for a new tattoo idea for a minute.
I don't think I want you to do this.
I want to
do it. Okay, I kind of want you to do this.
I also want to do the, now you've never seen Lilo and Stitch, but there
is. Isn't that wild?
It is wild.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have watched that one.
Because he does a little Elvis thing, doesn't he?
He does. He gets a little jumpsuit on and everything. Yeah. So like a little Stitch in the Elvis jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was going to be a next tattoo. Now that I've seen this.
I like the Stitch idea, but damn, that's a good ridiculous. It's the hands.
Yep.
It's the hands right up front. It's that.
Little, yeah,
it's that
claws.
And the look and everything.
Uh-huh.
That is, where are you going to put it?
I don't know. Maybe like on the inside of the arm here next to the Elvis sugar skull.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's, I feel like that's going to hurt. That's going to be a tender place, isn't
Probably.
It?
Probably.
Look, art is pain, man.
Exactly.
Dino Elvis art is pain, bruh.
I've already got several other tattoos, and you know how I took them? Not like a bitch.
Oh! Oh!
My last tattoo that I got was the one of Vic, my old dog,
mm-hmm.
and when I went to go get this one, there was a dude sitting in the booth next to me getting a tattoo. He came in talking this like, oh yeah, man, I want this tattoo. It's going to be great. He was getting something that went around like his whole forearm, mm-hmm. right? Like a floral pattern of some shit.
Yeah. Bitch.
Well, funny you say that. Like the tattoo artist is like, okay, man, so how long do you want to sit for? You know, you said you never had a major tattoo. This
the whole
and that.
Thing.
He's like, we can just do the whole thing today, man.
Mm-mm.
Like, okay.
Mm-mm.
He didn't even get the outline done. Like, oh, actually, you know what? Let's maybe book this out over a couple. I'm like, you fucking puss. I was sitting there with my arm stretched out, basically in an arm bar for 7 hours.
Because you traveled
to
get this. You had to get it done.
I did.
7 hours?
That was a 7 hour piece.
God, it's such a great piece.
It
too.
Is. I absolutely
it's
love
so
it.
So good.
And
I love a tattoo on the forearm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a good look for
mm-hmm,
you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So future Lili Tinder dates, tat that forearm up.
Tat the forearm.
Yep. Even if it's a temporary tat.
It's fine.
You won't be around for a long time. She won't even know.
I go through them, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking slay, Lili, slay. That's the Tinder profile. Go through them, baby.
Go through them, baby. Shit.
Fuck yeah.
I can't. Oh, God. What an idiot.
So what to you...
Oh, no.
Would have made 3,000 Miles of Grace. Now, even though you did like the movie, what could have taken it that extra step up for you?
I think what we've already discussed.
All those points, just
really.
In agreement.
Like, again, I didn't need the son and Courtney Cox. I didn't need that whole part of it either. Because, again, it's already a ridiculous action movie, but then that made it more ridiculous. It's like, that's just, I refuse.
Yeah.
I refuse this. And there were some shots in it I didn't understand, or like how things were kind of spliced in as far as like, I guess like cinematography or like those fast camera shot. Like we had those peppered in. And I'm like, I feel like, again, that was of the time, but I'm like,
totally of the time.
Right. But I'm like, we don't need now looking, but they don't hold up well.
No,
as you would say, they don't hold up well.
They do not.
Right. And again, just more sprinkling of Elvis, even if it was just super random or like a background thing or just a something that carried on throughout the movie that was more Elvis-y, that would be fine. Again, Kurt Russell didn't have to be Elvis the entire movie, and Costner didn't have to be Elvis the entire movie, but if somehow just either things in the background or like whatever, if that just continued to kind of haunt the story,
yeah.
That would have been better.
Or even if they played up more on the, are these really Elvis's kids?
True.
If they did that, there is one scene where throughout the chase, the cat and mouse, mm-hmm. where both Kurt Russell, Kevin Costner, they end up in like an Idaho jail cell.
Yeah.
And Kurt Russell's character gets out and he's like, hey, I know this guy. I got to talk to him for just a second. So they're talking between the bars and just like right as he's leaving, Kurt Russell's like, hey, man, it's always been a pleasure taking care of business with you. Just like slips right into
so good.
It. Like so seamlessly. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, God damn it. Give us more of that.
Yeah. Could have used more of that as well. When he did it, he did it great. I mean, it sounded so good.
When the credits started to roll, did you stick around for it?
I did stick around, and then thank God I did, because I loved him doing the song. He did an Elvis song, and everybody dancing to it was great. It was awesome.
Yeah, we bring all the characters back. So you got Kurt Russell in the white jumpsuit. You know, Kevin Costner's just dancing around with his guns. Clearly does not have Kurt Russell swagger.
No, but still, it was great for his character. It was still cool, yeah.
Christian Slater was in there, David Arquette, Courtney Cox getting ready.
The kid, all of them.
Yeah, the kid's in there.
I think Black Elvis comes back.
Yeah, Black Elvis comes back.
Pour one out.
Oh,
we just pour one out for a real one.
Pour one out.
Pour one out for Black Elvis.
Also, Howie Long in this movie. He was the pilot.
Who?
Howie Long. He was.
I knew that guy from somewhere. Wait. Who's Howie? No, I know that name.
So he was a professional football player.
That's right. Right at the end, I was like, wait a minute. I know this dude from somewhere.
Yeah. He played football for the Raiders, and he around this time was like, I want to be an action star. So he was in a ton of action movies.
Okay, so I've seen him from something, or I've seen him on something because he was a sports analyst at some point. Okay.
He was a spokesman for something, too, like, that old athletes would probably be a spokesman for, and I can't remember what it is off the top of my head.
Are your ligaments sawn in half?
Yeah.
Reconnect them with VitaBite or something.
Yes, probably.
Does your knee click-clack? Here's some... fucking something.
Hi there, I'm Howie Long.
He was partnered up with Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably where.
But in the late 90s, early 2000s, he was in a ton of action movies mm-hmm. that were not necessarily great. He was the background player in a lot of them. In fact, now that I think about it, he was the pilot in quite a few of them. He was in Broken Arrow with John Travolta and Christian Slater. I think he was a pilot in that one too.
Oh no shit.
Yeah.
Well,
they finally gave him, they gave Howie Long his own vehicle, his own action movie. And uh-huh. It was called Firestorm. He was some park ranger and
you can't have an action film and you're a park ranger.
But there is a brush fire that breaks out in the woods, and there's also like some bad guys doing some bad guy shit. It's kind of like Cliffhanger, but with fire.
Ah.
And not as good.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
No. He endorsed Skechers and Radio Shack.
All right.
That seems very of the time.
I would personally wear some Skechers, and I don't think I would probably ever have any use for a Radio Shack again.
Well, back in the day, we always had a use for a Radio Shack. Oh, my God. It was like a treat to go to the Radio Shack. Holy shit, man.
Ma, can I go to Radio Shack?
No, we can't afford batteries. I don't know.
What would the swamp discount Radio Shack be?
Oh
like,
God,
did you have one?
No, not that. I
like,
can
what's
think
what's
of.
The Dollar General Radio Shack? It was just Dollar General,
right?
Now we're going to the DG.
Can we talk about how DG has had a glow up? Because they're everywhere. Okay, God bless the DG. Is that the most Southern thing I think I've ever said?
Yep.
I think so.
And you have had some Southern shit spill out of your mouth.
And here's the thing. I meant every word of that.
That's what was so funny to me, because it was so sincere. Like, if we had not been talking about that on a podcast, you might have just kicked open the door to my office one day and just like, we need to talk about the glow up on the Dollar General.
I mean, they have. They're everywhere.
It's a DGX now.
Right.
It's Dollar General Express. They're in major metropolitan areas. I have you know.
I saw one downtown. We have one downtown.
I know.
I never saw it until the other day, and I was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, I want to stop the car right. If I wasn't going somewhere, I'd have stopped the car and went in just because I was like, holy shit. What the fuck?
Look at this newfangled Dollar Generally.
It's got an X on it. That means it's an upgrade. We probably can't afford nothing in here, so don't put nothing in the basket.
But then you know there's some, like, true dyed-in-the-cloth Southern rebels that don't like the new direction for the Dollar General.
They're getting too fancified. Mm.
You know at that new DGX, they're letting mixed couples go in there. I'm burning that motherfucker down. Let's go, Jethro.
Stop kissing your sister. We have problems to fix. The goddamn DGX is ruining America. Country boy can't survive.
Yeah.
Shit.
I can't remember if I've mentioned it on this podcast, but I was in a Dollar General a little over a month ago.
Okay.
It was the day I was officiating my friend's wedding, dressed in the tux that Elvis got married in.
I don't think you told it on the podcast.
Oh, shit.
I don't think. I know I've heard it, but damn it, I'll hear it again.
Like So there I am. My friends were getting married. They asked me to officiate their wedding. They wanted me to do this as Elvis. And believe me, I looked for an Elvis jumpsuit. Couldn't find one.
Right.
They'd made them all for little people now. So that's... I was out right there. I'm 6'3". I couldn't do it.
Well, we got a national jewel shortage.
That's right.
Diamonds ain't easy to come by.
They're not.
Damn.
I tried to find the Golemay suit, but the only ones were like cheap Halloween costumes.
Of course.
I'm like, we're
not going to do that.
So I came to the conclusion, well, like, why don't I just officiate this in a replica of the tux that Elvis got married in?
Which I appreciate. You didn't go over the top. We didn't get hokey. You just, you were reminiscent of the king.
Yep.
I like it. I liked it.
Yeah. I had some little pieces of flair, some accoutrements. I had a replica
of Elvis. I love that word.
Accoutrements.
Accoutrement.
I had Elvis's replica TCB ring. Since I couldn't find his pink suit, I had a pink shirt on as like an homage to that. Good looking suit, right?
Right.
So before the wedding, we're getting everything set and people haven't even arrived yet, but I'm like, hey man, I need to get a protein bar or something so I don't pass out.
Elvis has got to have his bar, okay?
Hey man, I got to go get a peanut butter banana protein bar, man. I can't be officiating weddings on an empty stomach, man.
King's going to be famished. We can't have that.
Claire, I went down to the Dollar General. I was on my way to meet the colonel. Colonel Tom with a DG.
I'm going to pee my pants.
And I said, when the hell did this go to a DGX, man?
Times are changing.
The times are changing,
King's
man.
He's just trying to keep up.
I'm just trying to make the world a better place.
Damn it.
So.
Shit.
So, also, this wedding was happening in a town that's right outside of Huntsville. Now, when you get outside of the Huntsville bubble... gets real Southern real quick.
Yeah.
And so there I was walking into this Dollar General in my pink dress shirt, black slacks, Chuck Taylors, by the way, and some Elvis shades.
Yeah. Fancy jacket.
Yeah.
You're tall, motherfucker, too.
Got some looks.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. You didn't belong in there.
It's like the movies where you walk in and you just hear the record scratch because you're so out of place. Just like, heads turn. What are you doing here, boy? Where do you keep your protein bars, man?
Boy. Yeah. I'm looking for your real my ass protein bars.
Original my ass protein maple
That's
bar.
That's right, yeah.
Hey, you know where the king could get a chai tea at around here?
Fuck you. Oh, shit.
Preferably with a little bit of soy milk.
How does the king say soy?
Soy milk.
Soy. That one came out funny.
It did.
That's a word you can't have the king say because nobody knows how the king would say it. It's like, I don't think that word was a word when the king was alive, so nobody knows how he would say it. That didn't exist.
It didn't, no.
We don't have it on record.
There are times in human history where believe me, this does all tie together, where like recently I was watching the George Carlin documentary on HBO.
Yeah.
And I thought I would love to hear Carlin do 15 minutes on the pandemic.
Right.
Or, you know, this comedian do 20 minutes on this or whatever. I would love to have Elvis around today so he could comment on some things.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to know what the King's Starbucks order would be.
Right?
God.
Let me take an Americano, man.
Because I'm full-blooded American, son.
Because I'm full-blooded American. Oh. Let me tell you something right now.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry. I'm real tickled. It's so late. I can't get over it.
Let me tell you something right here, ma'am. The king will be dead.
I'm making my own self laugh.
I'm sorry. I can't look at you. I'm sorry. I'm so tickled.
The king will be dipped in shit before I drink a milkshake out of a paper straw, man.
The king would not drink out of a paper straw.
Listen. Listen to me, you dumb son of a bitch. You just handed the king a milkshake with a paper straw and a styrofoam cup, man. You hypocrite son of a bitch.
Tell me that one minute. That makes sense.
God damn it.
Can't you just see him putting his foot on the counter, showing off his piece, being like, now you're going to bring the king a proper straw.
Yeah. Sir, Mr. Presley, we don't have any plastic straws here. Well, who the fuck is, where can I find John Starbuck, man?
You know what? Never mind all that. Just hand me a scone.
Give me one of them bacon scones, man.
Blueberry's my favorite.
Can I get a little bit of honey on there?
Oh, man. You want to add a cake pop? Give me a cake pop.
Actually, you know what? Yeah. Go ahead and give me a lemon cake pop. Let me go ahead and get one. Let me get one for Scylla, too, man.
Hey, Sonny, you want a cake pop?
All right, man, get one for Sonny and the boys. I bet Charlie Hodge would like a cake pop.
Charlie Hodge.
Man, bring my scarves and my water, Mr. Charlie Hodge.
Why is that so funny? God damn it.
I just
that's
got
one
so
of my favorite things that's ever happened ever. That's so fucking funny.
I just got so fucking tickled about the king saying I'll be dipped in shit before I drink out of a paper straw.
That's so good.
Because out of everything that we just said, I could literally hear the king saying that.
That's the most believable thing that's ever been said on this whole podcast.
Hey man, what is this? It's a straw, King. It's paper, man.
It's not straw.
Straws are plastic.
they've been that way for the eternity of this world.
King, they're paper now so that the turtles don't get them stuck in their nose. Well, man, how the fuck is a turtle getting a plastic straw stuck up his nose, man? Well, they're dumping trash in the ocean. Well, how's that? What's that got to do with the price of tea in China, man? How about you just stop dumping trash in the ocean? How about you dump the goddamn...
That's the turtle's problem, man. It ain't the king's. Give me a straw.
How about you dump the plastic straws in a landfill, man? Come on now. I can't.
I'm going to go to the president and I'm going to get this fixed.
I can't curl my lip around a paper straw, man. Check this out.
It doesn't hold.
It doesn't hold.
Paper sticks. Paper folds.
Paper sticks in my lip, man. I don't like it.
I can't. I fucking can't.
Man, them cake pops are tasty, man.
I don't think they make them fresh, King. What in the...
What is happening to this country? Oh, yeah.
Two things I need you to know, man. Number one, I'm a king of rock and roll. Number two, that's a damn good cake pop.
Oh, my God. That is the funniest shit I've ever... to use a damn paper straw, son of a bitch. God damn, I got eyeliner everywhere. That's so fucking great. Shit. That got me. That got a hold of me. That got me where I live.
It's a good day.
Oh, God, that was great.
Good day.
That's literally my favorite thing, I think.
Ever?
I think that as of now, the only thing that I can recall is that this is my favorite. Because I say that every episode. I'm like, that's my favorite thing.
Every week, I feel like I got to up my game. I don't know how I'm going to
top. Well, you did it. You can't. I don't know. You're going to have to retire because I don't think you can.
Man.
I don't think you can top the king. Ordering at Starbucks.
I'll just be sitting on a scratch piece of paper with a pen, just like, okay, how can I
you're like Eminem in the back of that bus on 8 Mile, like just writing into your palm.
What about like Elvis on today's auto industry? No, that's not good. That's fucking trash. That's fucking garbage. What would Elvis think about TikTok? Oh, I bet Elvis would like TikTok.
Probably.
Yeah. Hey, man, check them out at HSV Home Video, man. My name is Elvis, and I shake my pelvis on TikTok. Check out Elvis doing the floss dance, man.
No.
Yeah.
God almighty, damn it. Son of a bitch. Put a fork in me, because I'm done.
Yeah.
That was great.
So how Plus about... Thank you. Couldn't Son have done it without you.
Son of a bitch. God, I can see him in the Dollar General too, and it's just fucking amazing. He just leaves Graceland one night to go to the DGX that's on the corner.
I think there's one down the street from Graceland, because Graceland gets real ghetto. Like Memphis gets real ghetto real quick.
That's what I've heard.
And if
it's like Atlanta,
like once
it's a mess. You make a wrong turn, you're in a mess.
Yeah, once you leave the probably 4 square blocks around Graceland.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is summed up perfectly by my wife's first observation when I brought her to Graceland the first time, and she got hungry at 11:30 at night and wanted to go pick some stuff up at Walmart. We get 2 blocks away from Graceland, and she said, "Hey, why are all the streetlights out?"
Damn!
Because, in the words of the king, you're in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
There's one thing that she don't need
is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
Ain't no street lights.
Poor little boy with a runny nose plays in the street where the lights don't glow in the ghetto.
Yeah, there it was. We got there. Man.
Give us a second. We'll give you gold.
So shit. How... What? Excited are you?
I can't.
For Thursday.
I can't even. Like, I can't even express to you, like, every single piece of press that they put out, every single video that they, like, I tagged you in that one thing, like, Austin Butler's interview on Jimmy Fallon, where he's talking about, like, he took so much care to get every detail, it seems like he is sitting there with Jimmy Fallon and he's talking about the different ages that Elvis was and how he talked.
Yeah, just his different inflections.
Like, this was the interview. This interview he did in this year when he was this year's old, and he's starting out in his career, so he talked fast and he would repeat it. And then to say this interview, they asked him this in this year. Like, he took so much care to know Elvis, it's just, and you can still hear the remnants of Elvis. Of course, I've never heard Austin Butler before this movie, but I'm like, you can still hear it in him. Like, I just, oh my God, I'm so excited.
I can't wait.
I just really hope it is as good. And I mean, it just seems like it's going to be such an amazing portrayal. I mean, he just, oh,
well,
I can't.
It's got the stamp of approval from the family. Like,
right.
Lisa Marie loves it.
Right.
Priscilla loves it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other pieces of press, something that I put up on Huntsville Home Video's Facebook page, was Tom Hanks and Austin Butler were on Good Morning America. They were interviewing them while they were sitting in the jungle room at Graceland. And then the family broke out one of Elvis's acoustic guitars that only a few other people, like a limited few people in this world, have ever played than Elvis. And Austin Butler's just sitting there strumming away on it.
Oh,
I was like,
God. Oh, it's amazing.
Fuck.
It's beautiful.
Got them goose tingles.
I know. I get weepy. Literally anything I see. I was running through the Instagram, like the Elvis movie Instagram, and anything like from post to post, I just got weepy.
Yeah.
I'm just overwhelmed, and I almost can't even explain it, but my God, it's just.
What I'm really hoping for, and I think we've touched on this previously, is this is going to kick off a new wave of Elvis fandom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the soundtrack is coming out. We were talking about that the other night. There are going to be artists on the soundtrack that are basically they're updating the music. So Jack White is doing Power of My Love, but Elvis has the vocals on it.
Can you imagine what Jack White is going to add to that song?
Could you imagine if Elvis was still alive and he collaborated with...
collaborate with Jack White. That would be a collaboration that would happen.
That would be so good.
God, if Jack White can collaborate with Loretta Lynn, he can collaborate with Elvis.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you know what I mean?
Man. Yeah, I'm just like, I'm so excited for this movie. I really hope we get like a new Elvis Renaissance that's going to be kicking off. It would be so good.
I do too. He's just, God, I just love him. Mm-hmm. I've just always loved him. And hopefully, you know, and again, I'm just, I hope that the positive and the, like you said, the renaissance, this thing, I hope that outweighs any naysayers or any shit that they want to bring up or whatever. Like,
I will tell you right now, stay out of the comment sections because they're already doing it.
I did it once.
They're already doing it.
There was like a clip of his interaction in the movie with Priscilla. And then I happened to see the comments where they were like, oh, you're talking about a man who groomed a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah.
Okay, here we go.
Like, here we go. I'm like, you fucking douchebags.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's me putting on rose-colored glasses or whatever, but I don't think it quite went down that way. To see Priscilla, I'm sure there's more to the story, and hopefully we will get it.
That's right.
You know?
And if not, I'm sure ill-informed people on message boards will let us know.
Exactly.
Because they walk around in their everyday life, and they have all the misdoings of others.
Uh-huh.
Ready, at the ready to fire off at a Facebook comment section.
Right.
Fucking garbage human beings.
Garbage.
So I know we do have one movie left on Elvis Month, and that will be Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, Bubba Hotep aside, how have you enjoyed Elvis Month?
Elvis Month has been great.
Yeah?
What was the last movie we watched?
Elvis and Nixon.
That's right. Elvis and Nixon. Yes, we've got two great movies. This wasn't a great movie overall, but I enjoyed it. And
it
I think
enjoyable.
A lot of it was Kurt Russell. And I did enjoy the him and Costner and all that stuff. So you got two good ones. And we're going to have three good ones out of four after next week.
Yeah. I know this isn't going to happen in the upcoming Elvis movie,
mm-hmm.
but in an alternate universe where maybe Elvis is still alive or had not died, they would have made this Elvis movie, and it would have started with Kurt Russell playing old Elvis, thinking about his youth, and then we flash back to Austin Butler Elvis, and then we just like bookend it with old man Elvis as Kurt Russell again.
Okay.
I just want to see Kurt Russell do Elvis again.
Do you?
I want to see like an old Elvis, old Kurt Russell doing Elvis. Mm-hmm. I want to see what could have been.
Well, he did great at Santa Claus, so.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Kurt
Russell really hasn't had a lot of misses. Even his movies that weren't great, I'm like, well, it's still Kurt Russell.
Exactly. That's how I was with this one. I'm like, Jesus, it's Kurt Russell, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God, I love that man. What was the name of his Elvis movie?
Elvis.
Just Elvis? Just Elvis. Okay. Yeah. Oh, perfect. That's easy to remember.
Oh, I can look that up.
I can Google that one.
Yeah, it was when they used to do made-for-TV movies.
Ah, yes. The
way back when.
Made-for-TV miniseries era. Uh-huh. That big one, yeah.
Are you old enough to remember that era? They still did some in the late 90s, I think.
Yeah, I feel like so. Like,
it's a three-night television event.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Stephen King's Tommyknockers.
Right. Stephen King's The Shining. Remember they redid that one as a miniseries?
I do, because Stephen King hated what Stanley Kubrick did to his so much that he's mm-hmm. like, make it closer to the book.
Right, which apparently that one was.
And it was.
I've always wanted to rewatch it again, because I watched it when I was a kid, and I would like to rewatch it again.
The original or the TV movie?
The TV movie.
Okay.
I don't really, I guess I never really tried hard to find it, but I would like to watch it again.
I could never get into it for two reasons. One, because I love Jack Nicholson, and I could not see anyone else playing Jack Torrance.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I can't see Steven Weber, the guy that played Jack Torrance in the miniseries, as anything other than the dude from Wings.
I've never watched Wings.
I mean,
so I have that going for
me. It wasn't one of my all-time favorites or anything, but he was just, I associate him with that. So even when he shows up in other movies, I'm like, it's dude from Wings.
Right.
He's like, hey, here's this CEO. That? Here's this sleazeball CEO. I'm like, no, it's a dude from Wings.
Nah.
No.
Which is like nice that they were that good at that as that character, but then it's like, oh, God.
And some characters do, some actors do that. There was a movie, I can't remember which one it is, but it was a serious movie, and there was a scene where there's a like a military trial going on, and they've always talked like kind of in hushed tones about this general, right? And so they're bringing the general in, and the camera starts at the bottom of the door, and it pans up, and the doors open up from both sides, and in walks Ed O'Neill.
Ah.
But it got laughter from the test audience because they see him as Al Bundy.
Absolutely. So he's always like, Al Bundy to me.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, sorry, Ed, we got to cut you from this movie. Mm. And they completely replaced him with another actor.
That sucks.
Because everyone laughed at him thinking he was going to bitch about, you know, shoe stores and his bitch wife.
Which is a shame because he's got that voice and he does have a presence about him.
Yeah.
Especially after he got older. But it's just like, he's always Al. Or he's the guy from Modern Family, whatever character he played. I think of him there too.
Did you watch Married with Children?
Yeah, I remember watching it as a kid.
Apparently they're bringing it back as an animated series.
That's what I heard. And all of them are going to voice the characters, even though fucking What's-Her-Face came out and was like, yeah, it's misogynistic, but now she's going to get a paycheck from it.
Oh.
And I always liked, Katie Sagal? Katie Sagal, is that her
was
name?
Was it Katie Sagal that said that?
I think she did.
Peg?
Yeah. She was like that character was not good for women. That was what she said, of course, right? Now they're going to do the animated version where she's going to voice it. So I'm like, oh, great. How did you PC this shit up?
Mm.
That's where I'm at with it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Elvis month sure has been great. We got Elvis to look forward to next week.
We do. Man, I am so pumped. I'm just, don't make fun of me when I cry.
I mean,
we're going to be crying together. Yeah, bringing Kleenexes.
It might happen.
Yeah.
It might happen.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What if they have commemorative tins?
We've talked about
we're
that.
Doing
I want them.
You're ready to buy $200 shoes that
I
you
was.
Saw.
I was. Yes. I got targeted ads working like a motherfucker. I got, hey, I think this dude might like Elvis. Send him a link to shopelvis.com.
Oh, my God.
And these $200 TCB Chuck Taylors. Fuck yeah.
They're the best I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
They're worth the $200.
They are.
Yeah. Are you going to do it? It's expensive. Have you already done it? Did you already do it? You did it.
No.
Are you wearing? You're not wearing them because I didn't see them.
No. I just saw them like 2 days ago.
Okay. Well, I'm just.
Maybe.
Oh my God. I can't wait when you surprise me with them.
Maybe not.
I can't wait when you wear them.
I don't know. I don't know if they'll be here by the movie. If I ordered them allegedly, I don't know.
Did you do expedited shipping? Did you do like fast shipping on them? You want to wear them into the movie theater.
How,
I know.
Well,
you're going to have like shower caps on them while you walk outside, and then you're going to like debut them in the lobby of the theater.
I will never put them on my feet.
Probably
I will
not.
Just carry them in the shoebox.
Look what I got.
Look what shoes I would have been wearing if I wasn't surrounded by fucking trash.
There's dog shit everywhere.
Yeah.
You would take them everywhere like a buddy.
Yeah.
You would just like one arm them everywhere, you know? Sit there, they'd be on the table with you when you went to eat. They'd go to movies with you.
Yep.
They would go with you to work. You would not leave them in the hot car.
No. And if I did, I'd have the car on and the AC turned on.
Absolutely.
Playing with the 68 comeback special.
Absolutely. Yeah. You'd have the piece of paper up like, don't worry, owner, the air conditioner's on. Do not break window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Rachel and I got married, I was rocking some Chuck Taylors. All my groomsmen had Chuck Taylors. And
you had the wedding I've always wanted. Yeah. Isn't that funny? Like, the more I think about it, like, yeah.
Well, and apparently they're back now. Like, you can do Elvis weddings in Vegas again.
Oh, you can? That changed?
Uh-huh.
Thank God.
Our national nightmare is over.
It was a nightmare. Yeah. It really was sad.
So when Rachel and I eventually renew our vows in Vegas at the Graceland Wedding Chapel.
Because I had an invite to that.
You did.
And then that ended. I'm like, oh, great. I'll never go to Vegas and see them get married again.
Mm-hmm. And I'll have my TCB Chuck Taylors.
Oh, that you allegedly maybe ordered?
Allegedly.
It's rumored. It's rumored that you ordered.
There might have been a purchase. I cannot confirm nor deny.
I'm sure you won't. But I'm ready for them.
When they get in. Give 3,000 miles to Graceland some stars.
You know, I enjoyed it. Again, it's just a simple action movie, but I did enjoy it. So I'm going to give it like 2.75. Does that seem fair?
That's respectable.
Yeah.
I was going 2.75 as well.
Okay.
I teeter between a 2.75 and a 2.5. Had they iced Courtney Cox and her kid, that'd have been a 5-star movie for me.
Understandable.
But they didn't. So like I said in the beginning, they lost some stars on that one.
Don't procreate.
Mm-mm.
We'll take it full circle. Come back to it. Don't procreate.
Yep. And if you're just a suave motherfucker that can pull off Elvis, like, don't settle for some fucking hood rat with a kid. Be better.
She was a hood rat.
Be better.
He deserved something better on that sailboat.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Agreed.
Right.
Also, how could you trust someone like that?
First of all, she got... Yeah. She also at one point just leaves her son.
Yeah.
With Kurt Russell. Now, granted, like later they bring it up and she's like, I didn't leave him with a stranger. I left him with you. And it's like, bitch, you've known him for 3 days.
Yeah.
If even. You just leave your son with him to go run off with the money?
You let your kid come in the room while you're fucking to steal a dude's wallet?
She knew that he did that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they came up with, like, she was fine with that
plan.
That
wasn't his first time.
That was not his first time seeing his mother in quite a position while he stole a wallet. My God. Mm-hmm. Trash. She does not deserve to be on a sailboat with Kurt Russell.
Desert trash.
It's a different type of trash.
It is. It's a dry trash.
It's the dry trash.
Yeah. Oh. I can't wait to talk about Elvis in a few days again.
Oh my God.
Elvis movies can be so good. So we really do appreciate you following along for Elvis Month.
We've enjoyed Elvis Month, except for the first week.
Well, it's okay.
It was still enjoyable. Our time together was... No, it wasn't. That's a lie.
No, that's right.
I remember how that recording went. No,
I didn't even
I had
like
no
you
joy
that day.
There. I didn't have much joy there, if I had any, to be honest with you.
No. And so, honestly, I didn't time it to be this way, but about a week after that podcast dropped of our Bubba Hotep review, they released the soundtrack on vinyl. There was some other stuff that came out.
For Bubba Hotep?
For Bubba Hotep.
My God.
And so there was a lot of Bubba Hotep in my newsfeed, and I'm like, eh.
My God.
Well, being the master of self-promotion, hey, you should check out our review at huntsvilleandvideo.com. Probably disappointed a lot of people. I probably made some fans that day.
You made some fans. I did not. I'm always on a slippery slope when it comes to...
I enjoyed the podcast, but this bitch doesn't know her blah, blah, blah.
This bitch is wrong. How dare she have beef with Bruce?
How dare this woman have opinions?
My God, put her back in the kitchen, for Christ's sake.
I'm on the internet.
Make a peanut butter and banana sandwich for your male friend and then go. We don't need you here. You don't matter.
Yeah, that's how I imagine they talk. All of them.
Do you vote, you nasty woman?
I would like to end that post-haste.
Post-haste. That is something they would say.
Oh,
God
fuck.
God damn it.
Well, join us, my friends. Next week, we drop our review of a movie that currently neither of us have seen.
No.
We always like to introduce Leanne to movies that she's never seen. I've seen them, but now, nope, taking a break from that format. We're both going into Elvis.
And look, don't expect much from us. I don't know how it's going to go, because I feel like if it goes how I think it goes and we love it as much as we love it, I feel like we're going to be too nuts.
Blubbering idiots.
Blubbering idiots. Yep. We are. We really are. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, we're just really going to talk about how we feel about it. And it might be a lot.
Or worst case scenario, you're going to get violent rage for an hour and a half.
True. Maybe even longer.
Uh-huh.
Which either way, we're good at. We're good at rage.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like rage is like right there up
we
top.
We can pull that off.
We can rage like a motherfucker.
But there's only one way you'll know for sure, and that is if you...
Ooh, baby.
Thank you. Why don't you just go ahead and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button right now on your
Click.
Podcast platform of choice.
Click.
You can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, on Spotify. You could hit us up on them social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at...
I'm sorry. Do you want to rethink what you just said?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
TikTok.
There it is.
Oh, you were making me say it. You said at. I thought you forgot it. You forgot it.
Probably. But thank you for bringing it up.
Mm.
TikTok, our most valued platform.
Oh, fuck you. At HSV Home Video.
And our show sponsor, Underboss Photography, Underboss_photography. Got to get connected with Michael, make sure he's joining us for the film.
He's supposed to go with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We also got to get Jimbo involved.
Our buddy Jimbo from the radio station, huge mm-hmm. Elvis fan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that he has a bead?
He does.
You heard the story?
Yeah.
We'll save that one for next week. We'll talk about that one next week.
He and I went and watched when they brought Elvis's, what show was it? His live concert from where? And he and I went to the movie theater and saw it. I don't know where you were. I guess I forgot you. Sorry about that.
Ouch.
I got him and I tickets, and we went and watched that in the theater. And every now and then I would hear him go, "Giddity!" I was like, "Yeah!
Yeah!"
It was great. So we got to get the crew. We got to get this ready.
My one of my good friends, whenever we would be getting ready to go out, like getting ready to mobilize, he'd always be like, "Come on, E."
I love it. God,
come on,
I love
E.
it. Oh, shit, I love this so much. I'm mm-hmm. so excited. I'm so damn excited. I can't eat.
I can know. God damn it.
Ugh.
Let's come back. Let's reconvene Monday. A week from today, or less days if you're listening on a Tuesday or
right.
a Wednesday.
Right, and how dare you? We come out on a Monday.
Or if you're listening to this like 2 years after the fact, you just recently discovered Huntsville Home Video. Welcome. Myself or Leanne, probably long dead since now.
Right.
So
you dumb son bitch.
We hope you enjoy up until, let's give us conservatively episode 150, 155, before one of us kicks off.
I was going to say 199.
Okay.
I'm going by in 99s.
Either way, welcome to the show. Hope you like it.
Sup?
And check us out next week. Until then.
Is TikTok still a thing in the future?
Oh, it's going to be the president in the future. A streaming, a social media platform is going to be president of the United States.
I will end my life.
That's good.
I've never had that desire, you know?
Yeah.
I wasn't born with that, but by God, I'll end my life.
Would you
We're
vote
gone.
For TikTok? I will.
Fuck. No.
Be kind. Rewind. Listen here, man. King is going to be dipped in shit before I lose the presidency to goddamn TikTok.
God damn.